Good morning.
Good morning.
And what a wonderful time of year this is. The Spring Holy Days, what a special time for us. God's given these to us for many reasons. One of them is just so that we can continue to have the relationship that we have with Him. Well, speaking of relationships, our country, United States of America, has always claimed to have a relationship with God. If you look at one of these, the dollar bill, it's a standard currency in this country. On the back side of it, it actually says, "In God we trust." Well, there's something about that, "In God we trust." When you think about America, you wonder, does America truly trust in God? With what's happening in America today, I doubt that most Americans truly trust God. When you hear our leaders speak, it makes you doubt it even more. You doubt that they even know God. And I wonder if very many Americans do know God. So how do you get to know God? Well, one thing, you actually have to communicate with Him. Well, in a recent prayer given in the U.S. House of Representatives, the gentleman who gave the prayer acknowledged the Hindu god Brahma and all the other gods. Clearly, America doesn't trust in the God of the Bible, but they open their minds up to all kinds of gods. How about us? Do we trust in God? Do we put our trust in Him? Do we know Him? Today, I want us to take a look at the role trust has in our relationship with God. First, you have to know God before you can trust Him. We know God through His Word, the Bible. I'm assuming everyone in earshot today believes that this is the Word of God and that we can trust this Word to actually be the truth. But to do that, we actually have to read it. If we do, then we understand that Jesus Christ is God, and He's actually the Word of God, and this is His Word. Through the written Word, we've actually been given the plan that God has made for mankind. We've been shown why He created us, how He created us, and what purpose He has for us in the future, and how He actually plans to get us there. He plans for us to be a part of His spiritual family and to share with the Father and Christ eternal life. So knowing God is very important, but trusting Him is just as important. About knowing God, we can tell something about how important that is in John 17 and verse 3. If you turn with me to John 17, and we'll read verse 3 here. And it says, "And this is eternal life, that you know the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." That they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So that's how important knowing God is. To know Him actually is eternal life. Now, that's an amazing thing to think about, something that most everyone dreams about and wants, and yet they don't know how to get there. But to get there, you actually have to know God. Well, in this human life, we all have trials. We have troubles, we have tribulations, things that are going on, especially in the world today, which spiraling into the abyss and spiraling away from any form of godliness. Wickedness is truly rampant in this world. So how are we, if we're trying to know God and we're trying to put our trust in God, how are we to make it through? I mean, you can get caught up in the things that's going on in this world, or this world can actually get you caught into it. Things can happen to you that can just blow your mind. I've worked in healthcare for about 30 years, and I've seen things that happen to people, physical things, things that happen to their family members that can just destroy their lives. But how can we get through? Well, one of the things about trust will help us with that. In Psalms 23, and I think we just sang part of this, but in Psalms 23, we'll see something here that God tells us about trusting. We're going to read verse 4. For even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So if we know this scripture and we trust it, God promises that he will see us through this. We won't have to fear the evil that's out there in this world. And then another scripture over here in Psalm 32 and verse 10. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the ones who trust in the Lord. So trusting in God is so important. Yes, to have a relationship with God, but also to be able to get through the things that we're going through in this world, in our lives today. We have to put our trust in God. And trusting in God will actually keep us on the right track. Turn with me to Proverbs 3. And we'll see something about that. Proverbs 3, we're going to read verse 5 through 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Boy, is that hard to do in the world today, because everybody wants you to think you've got this. And there's a lot of times we don't have this. What it tells us to do here in verse 6, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. So don't look to yourself to get you through the things you're going through. Look to God, because that's the only true deliverance that we have. We have to trust in God. We have to trust in his word. And we have to trust in what God has done in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. If we do that, we can be assured of the future. You know, we celebrated Passover last night. There are people that don't even believe Jesus Christ lived. But you and I, we know he did because of this word here. And we trust that what he did in his life and death and resurrection will see us through all the things that lead us to eternal life. But there's another trust. We can trust in God, and we can look to him to see us through everything that we're going through in this life. But in a relationship, relationships are two-way things. So God has to trust us. I don't know if any of you ever thought of that. Can God trust us? And when you think about what God's plans are for us, he actually has to be able to trust us. God isn't going to let just anyone have eternal life. Whoa, does that shock anybody? But it's the truth. He's not going to allow just anyone to have eternal life. Turn with me to Ephesians 5 in verse 5. And we'll see something about that. And this is just one of many places where you can find this fact. Ephesians 5 and verse 5, for you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is an adulterer, has no inheritance of the kingdom of Christ and God. So God isn't just going to automatically give out eternal life to those people who say they believe in him. There are a lot of things you can do which can keep you out of the kingdom of God. But there is something that you can do which could ensure your being in the kingdom of God. And that is trust in God. Trust in him in all your ways. And everything that we do, if we trust in God, he will see us through it. And he will deliver us. He's promised that. There are reasons for the trials that we go through in this life. It helps us to develop godly character. And through this, God can develop trust in us when he sees us becoming like him, when he sees us starting to make the right choices in the trials and things that we suffer and we go through, when he sees that we lean to him for our understanding of what's happening, and that we put our trust in him to deliver us through the trials that we're facing. And why would God need to trust us? Because he truly does have a plan for us. So one last scripture I want us to read gives us reassurance of how we should trust God, and that we can truly believe that he will help us. Romans 8, and I've been doing some reading in Romans 8. It's an incredible chapter. Got a lot to do with what we're in the time of right now. But Romans 8, and starting in verse 38, let's see what he tells us here. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So when you think about that, do you trust that scripture? I think we have to. That way we know we will see God in eternal life.